Lowe'sFirst.com.
We know your best days include salty skin and a trip to the market in your flip-flops, and that on Saturdays, you lift heavy. And we know your relationship with that bridge is kind of complicated. If pain or injuries are making you miss out, Roper St. Francis Orthopedics can help. With online scheduling, same-day appointments, and the state's most experienced team, we make it easier to get back to living your best days. Call 833-660-HURT.
Right now, South Carolina residents can get free tuition for more than 70 programs at Trident Technical College. That's right, free. It's no gimmick and easy to qualify. Just apply to the college, choose an eligible major, complete the FAFSA, and register for a minimum of 6 credit hours. Free tuition programs are available in engineering, manufacturing, maintenance, and technical trades. Free tuition programs are also available in culinary, hospitality, health and human services, as well as information technology. Get the skills you need to be work ready. Whether you're just starting out or looking for a career change, this is the perfect opportunity to get a quality education without student debt. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online or in person to learn more about free tuition programs. We're here for you. Your success, your future, your college. Visit tridenttech.edu and enroll today.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
ESPN 98.9 has made it easier than ever to listen to your favorite sports. Head to the Apple or Google Play Store and download the free listening app right now for access to all your favorite shows and Gamecock sports. Download the app, listen, and enjoy. This free app is just another way to stay connected to Charleston Sports Station. ESPN 98.9.
Powered by the Curry Law Firm. Real lawyers, real results. 843-767-5284. 843-767-5284.
Helping you see clearly through the Lowcountry traffic. Dr. Christopher Orr with the Eye Care Center of Mount Pleasant, 1055 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. Call now for an appointment, 884-4343. That's 884-4343 or online at mountpleasanteyecare.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
Thick thighs save lives, y'all. And in this case, they are saving the Lowcountry from the national chicken wing shortage. From the creators of Wingstop, let me introduce y'all to Thighstop. Delicious thighs the whole family can enjoy. Visit Thighstop.com to place your order or check them out on DoorDash for delivery.
WTMZ, 98.9 FM. WTMZ, 910 AM and 94.7 FM. W234CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Why are we opening with this?
Because there's some drama unfolding in this 4 o'clock hour. You're on right? The Bobby Harton Show. There's some drama unfolding on this hour. Who shot JR?
Oh, God. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this All-Star Tuesday afternoon. All-Star game tonight. And again, in case you cannot get around a TV, we'll have that tonight here on 98.9 FM. Fox has the television coverage that will start at 7:30 tonight. So. Yes, and I will be watching. Citadel announced all their home games will be 2 o'clock kickoffs with the exception of the September 18th game against North Greenville, and that will be a 6 o'clock kickoff. So you want to make your plans for Citadel football this fall. Every home game but the North Greenville game will be a 2 o'clock kickoff North Greenville will be at 6. So 843-721-9500 is the number to call if you want to chime in on any of this nonsense that we're talking about today.
Nonsense.
Nonsense, yes.
We had a lot of phone calls, Bobby. It's the point of the show. And I'm going to see if I can do it in my Jim Downer voice. It's called Fan Talk. You're supposed to hear the fans talk.
Oh, God. If you say so.
It's about hearing the fans talk. Uh-oh. Probably him on the phone.
Oh, God. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Larry's Go is a great thing if you use a lot of dry cleaning or do a lot of dry cleaning. They'll come to your home or office, pick your clothes up. A couple of days later, they'll bring them back to you. No more trips to the dry cleaners, and you can schedule your free pickup by calling 843-377-6994. Again, if you mention you heard about it here on Fan Talk, Larry's going to give you 20% off your next order. That's Larry's to Go, 843-377-6994. Why not do it? You ever go to a dry cleaner to pick your order up? It's supposed to be ready like Thursday or Friday, and you get there and it's not ready.
Yeah.
Or half the order's ready.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to worry about that. When it's all ready, they'll bring it back to you.
I know. I mean, it sucks. I mean, it sucks driving there naked. But then when you get it wrong and you have to come back naked, that's just not.
No, most people have more than one outfit.
Well.
Let's go to the
Daddy
phones.
Daddy Warbucks.
Hello, you're on Fan Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a Herschel Walker story for you, Bobby.
Okay.
In 1979, 1980, I played high school ball against him. State championship for our school size in Georgia. And the first year we beat them, he was a junior that year, and I was a sophomore. Second year they beat us, I was a junior, and he was a senior. But both times I played, I was a 136-pound defensive end, and he was pushing 2+, playing tailback. And but I'd come after him like a spider monkey. I'd be all over him. I mean, me and about six other people would finally get him down. But I heard somebody mention Herschel, and I just thought I'd throw that at you.
Now, when he was in high school, was it just give the ball to Herschel? Play just about?
No, they spread it out. They spread it out. They had a fullback that was probably as good as Herschel, but he didn't get the notoriety.
I mean,
he didn't, but they had a fullback and they had other players that good as Herschel.
Right.
But Herschel, Wrightsville, Georgia, that was all about Herschel Walker.
I bet it was. So, I bet it was.
But anyway, I will say this. Beer and Cocoa Krispies do go good together.
Beer and Cocoa Krispies.
Yep.
Why?
It's one of them stupid Marine Corps things.
Let me guess. You started with the beer way before the Cocoa Krispies came into play.
Well, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
It just kind of all got mixed up together.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm talking about eating it with the spoon now.
That's.
Oh, you mean you use beer and substitute of milk?
Yeah.
That sounds like a hey, y'all, watch this moment.
Stepping outside the box, Bobby.
All right, appreciate the call.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds like a hey, y'all, watch this. I'm going to put beer in my Cocoa Krispies and eat it.
He said it wasn't bad.
We should have asked him, did he throw up after it?
I doubt it.
You got to put the throw-up factor in there.
No. No. Those two things don't make you throw up.
Hey, by the way, Michael Strahan may not be the NFL all-time sack leader. He shouldn't be anyway. Brett Favre just fell down, and they gave him the sack that he got the record. But according to records from Pro Football Reference, Strahan may never have broken the record in the first place. Website estimates it is logged sacks recorded from 1962 until 1982 when the NFL began officially tabulating the statistic. And their records indicate former Lions Pro Bowler Al Bubba Baker actually had 23 sacks during his 1978 Defensive Rookie of the Year campaign. So you probably have to pry that that record out of Michael Strahan's cold, dead hands. But that was a lot of company. When he got the record, that was a lot of controversy because they were playing the Packers, and Brett Favre basically just fell down to give Strahan the record. So we'll see. I don't know where this will go, but apparently they have records to show back in 1978. Again, 1982 was when the NFL officially began tabulating sacks as a statistic. They've done it since 1962. So Bubba Baker apparently should be the record holder, but we'll see if where we go with that. The United States, as we said, lost again last night. They've lost back-to-back exhibition games for the first time since they started playing the pros in 1992. I think they're going to be all right. You're an NBA guy, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be okay,
yeah,
right?
These are exhibition matches, and they're going super small ball right now against all these teams. They're going to be fine come when they get to Japan, obviously. I mean, it's a star-studded cast, even without LeBron and AD. Those
right.
guys still got Damian Lillard, Kevin Durant. They're going to be okay.
Yeah, I won't worry. But if they go in and lose the opening game of the Olympics, then you might have to start worrying.
Now we got problems. But
how serious are they taking these exhibition games?
I don't think very serious. Greg Popovich, you know, head coach for the USA team, didn't seem too worried after losing, you know, a second time, one to Nigeria, one to Australia, which Australia has a lot of players.
He did get a little grumpy, snappy with a reporter.
He did. He said, "We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine." You know, got snapped back a little bit, but it is cause for concerns. You're not putting up a lot of points in these exhibitions when you got shooters left and right. You guys should be, you know, raining.
Well, anybody
threes.
That's watched international stuff like this realizes the rest of the world has kind of caught up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With the United States.
Absolutely.
And they have NBA players on their team.
Everywhere, yeah. Australia, you know, obviously Ben Simmons isn't great, but he's from there. Nigeria, there's a lot of players in the NBA from these different countries. So, yeah, they're coming together and putting together some good basketball.
Right.
Yeah.
So, in the days of United States being a country by 50, 60 points, those days are over.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We had a couple close calls in Rio, for sure. So, I think this is going to be another big test for the Team USA.
I'm not going to worry about it until the Olympics, but a lot of people seem to be making a big deal of it. And Greg Popovich, he needs to understand that. You don't get tested with a reporter because he's asking a legit question.
Absolutely. We want the gold. That's what we expect out of our basketball team.
So, well, I mean, we used to send college players over there and win every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lost.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay, we're going to send out pros over there.
Right.
And it wasn't even competitive.
Yeah.
Or the Dream Team.
Yeah, the Dream Team was ridiculous. And, like, I compare that Dream Team to the 2008 team with prime Kobe, prime LeBron, prime KD, all those guys.
Right.
It was beating people 60 to 70 points, not even fun, and, like, in the semifinals and finals matches. So,
yeah.
I
think it's way too early to worry about it because you got to figure they just got through with a long NBA season. How serious are they taking these exhibition games?
I don't believe they're taking it very serious. I think once we get to Tokyo, we'll be locked in for sure.
See, Trent has guaranteed United States gold right here on Fan Talk.
I will put it, I am back in my country. USA
right.
Number one, baby.
If they don't come home with the gold, they should have to eat gallons of macaroni and cheese ice cream.
I do believe everybody should eat
his
at
punishment.
Least a pint. At least a pint for sure.
That's right.
Those guys take care of their health.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Let me ask one more thing about this mac and cheese, and I'll leave it alone. I promise you.
I bet you won't leave it alone.
I will. I promise. If you want to eat cold macaroni and cheese, just stick the damn macaroni and cheese in the damn refrigerator.
I don't think it's about.
The ice cream is supposed to taste like macaroni and cheese.
So you're saying all ice cream is supposed to be cold?
Yeah.
You must have never had that homemade ice cream that takes forever to sit there and churn and churn and churn. You still open it up and it's slop.
Well, that ain't ice cream.
Be damned. You waited 8 hours for it. Wait 8 hours for ice cream. You're going to call it damn ice cream. Ain't going to call it lemon soup.
Maybe you forgot to put the ice in the ice cream.
Blake didn't do
That's
it.
That's why
I didn't
it
do
was
it.
Not cold.
I buy my ice cream. I don't sit there and put it in a darn churn like we in Andy Griffith. No.
But at the, my point is that the ice cream is supposed to taste like macaroni and cheese. Why wouldn't somebody just take macaroni and cheese?
I don't think the
stick it in the freezer or the refrigerator and eat it cold.
I don't think the concept came from somebody saying, "I really like cold macaroni and cheese. They should make this ice cream." No, I think it went more like,
"Oh crap!
You know what?
Oh crap! Goes out of business.
You know what's good? We should take."
Oh, they go out of business.
That's where it came from.
Everything they make sucks anyway.
Not singles.
The mac and cheese in the box, the fake cheese they got in the deli department.
White American sliced cheese?
Yes.
You go.
The fake cheese.
Oh, that's blasphemy.
With little wrappers you can't get off.
See, now we're getting down to brass tacks. It ain't the cheese he dislikes, it's the wrappers.
Their mayonnaise sucks.
Well, it ain't Duke's.
Go out of business. I hope this puts Kraft out of business.
Let's keep talking about it. That'll do it. That'll put Kraft out of business.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Lots of problems on the roads right now. Still wrecks clearing West Montague at Saul White, King at Liberty, and Rivers at Northwood. We also have reports of accidents, Forest Hills at Dorchester, Maine at River Road, a wreck Savannah Highway at 162, and Johnny Dodd's near Heritage Circle. A stalled auto on Coleman Boulevard southbound at Simmons, a disabled vehicle on the Stono Bridge, inbound to James Island on Maybank Highway, and a disabled vehicle inbound to Mount Pleasant on the Ravenel Bridge. Seeing very heavy traffic in both directions on 526 between Wando and the Long Point Road exit. No word on an issue. Be careful. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Visit CraigConoverLawFirm.com. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Low Country Group, making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny with a high around 87. Patchy clouds tonight with a possible late shower, a low around 75. Partly sunny Wednesday with a high around 88. Looking ahead, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s through the weekend, with scattered thunderstorms returning next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
If you are a board-certified, proven real estate agent and are looking for a home to further your career, Corwin J. Millett, the Exit Realty Low Country Group, is the perfect option. Corwin J. Millett and his team offers many benefits to those who don't want to work a traditional 9-to-5. Here's your opportunity to really shine and use your skill to help others find their dream home or commercial property. Your home with Corwin J. Millett will never get boring. One minute you might be working as a financial coach or life coach in order to make buying a home easy, and best of all, earn great commissions. In short, if you are self-driven, goal-oriented, and enjoy the process of creating wealth, call Corwin, 843-225-3759, 843-225-3759. This is your chance. Further your career. Corwin J. Millett is looking for you.
Since 1941, Southern Lumber's been serving the Low Country with perfection, one board at a time. Their products from Anderson Windows are worry-proof and time-proof. Visit Southern Lumber online or at 2031 King Street. See why Charleston has trusted them for three quarters of a century. Southern Lumber, Anderson Windows, performance that aces the test of time.
Southern Lumber and Newark, your natural choice for quality.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Today, you hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
All right, everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Dog here on this Tuesday afternoon. I tell you when it's going to be trouble. When you go over to Granny's house for Thanksgiving. and she decides, instead of making that big casserole dish full of mac and cheese and a regular dessert, she decides to combine the two.
Well, you know what, Bobby? Both my grandmothers are dead, so it'd be great just to see them.
I don't think
again.
That was necessary. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
All right.
I was wondering, on your Citadel schedule there, was one of the games pushed up to 6?
Yes, the North Greenville game on September 18th, 6 o'clock kickoff. All the other home games are 2 o'clock kickoffs.
What game? What? Are they going to another country?
Yeah, he wants to know if we're playing North Korea.
North Greenville.
That's not too kosher. They really need to think. We're at war right now with them, and they're threatening us all the time.
What the hell are you talking about?
North Korean president.
North Greenville!
Threatening us.
North Greenville.
Huh?
North Greenville.
I never heard of that.
It's in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, it sounds like North Korea over this stupid cell. I thought I heard wrong, so I'm glad of that.
Citadel's not playing North Korea, no.
Thank goodness. All right, then. That answered me, but that sounds like a good game, though. Are they going to be away games?
These are just the home game kickoffs. Yes, they will have away games, yes.
Okay.
Not in North Korea.
North Korea.
No, not in North Korea. No, not this year.
All right, man. I'll just hit check it. I thought I heard wrong. All right.
I didn't know what he was talking about, North Korea. Oh, gosh. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. One other NBA note, Suns assistant Willie Green, he has emerged as the front runner for the New Orleans Pelicans head coaching job. So we'll wait around and see if he wins that. We had another bunch of drunken idiots with the Stanley Cup yesterday.
Yes.
Beat it all up, bent it all to hell and back.
Tried to do the Tom Brady, it seemed like. Very a little comfortable with that trophy, boys.
I mean, I thought it was stupid when Tom Brady did it.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, what if that thing had gone in the water?
Well, like he said, he was on a little tequila, so he wasn't really thinking about the damage he's done.
I did see with the Tampa police, they had a dive team.
Really?
That the police escorted the entire parade route, and members of the dive team were assigned to keep an eye on the cup at all times.
Makes sense.
But now apparently the keepers of the cup They were seen carrying it with a blanket covering the bowl and loaded in the back of a car, being shipped back to Canada for repairs, and no word on how the cup was damaged.
Well, I mean, when you got a bunch of drunk hockey players on water, on any kind of watercraft, it's right. never going to be good.
Well, you know, if somebody wins the Stanley Cup, drinking has always been a part of that cup.
Yeah.
It's also at a measure of respect.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and throwing it around, breaking it, mm-hmm. and stuff like that is just stupid.
Too many Miller Lights, it seemed, for the Lightning.
Yeah.
Celebrating a little too hard down there in Champa
Bay. I mean,
Bay.
We've seen people drinking out of the cup, but I don't know if there's another trophy in sports as revered as that cup.
No, there definitely isn't. There usually the Lombardi Trophy is pretty cherished, except for last year.
I'm not trying to say you can't celebrate or something like that.
Right.
But when you start damaging the cup, and God forbid, throw it in the ocean, that just because you have divers there, that doesn't ensure they're going to find it.
Yeah, what if that thing sinks all the way down the ocean floor? They're not getting down there.
I mean, I just come on, people. Calm down with the trophies.
Yeah, let's take it easy.
You can celebrate like hell. I'm not trying to say don't do that. Don't even take the trophies with you.
Yeah, why do we need it?
Especially if you're going out on a boat.
Yeah, the boat. That's what's funny about the whole thing. It's like on a boat, especially when there's drinking involved, usually doesn't end well to begin with. And then you have a historical Stanley Cup with you. Never going
to
end well.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby. I just have got to ask you, do you know if the Gamecocks are playing Communist China or North Russia this year?
It's been rescheduled for 2068.
Man, I about swerved my truck off the road when he said North Korea.
I didn't even know what the hell he was talking about.
He is just one of the characters on your show.
Yeah, we got a lot of them.
So. All right, buddy. Have a good
one. All right, appreciate it. Thank you very much. 843-721-9500. But, I mean, the history behind the Stanley Cup and all that, you just don't go beating it up.
Yeah,
I'm sure it wasn't intentional.
Right.
I get it.
Right. Same with the Lombardi Trophy. I think everybody was just having a tad bit too fun, especially after COVID. Everybody's just having a grand old time. So it makes sense.
Yeah, but don't be throwing it. I mean, I don't know if they threw. Did somebody attempt to throw the Stanley Cup?
I that thing is pretty big. So
it's heavy as hell.
Yeah, I'm not thinking somebody threw it, but they were probably passing it around the boats and everything. Probably fell, slipped a little bit. Not great.
There's supposed to be somebody there taking care of it as well.
Right, as they should, yes.
But, I mean, he's also surrounded by, 30 drunken hockey players.
Yeah.
Pretty limited what he can do.
You're exactly
unless
right.
he has a firearm or something.
Yeah.
Which I doubt he did. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
Your first place River Dogs are home all week. Bring your dog tonight with $2 hot dogs and beer. Free tickets for military and family on Boeing Military Appreciation Night. Fireworks Friday and free parking Sunday. Tickets at riverdogs.com.
River Dogs Baseball down at the show.
River Dogs Baseball down at the show.
Signed, sealed, and certified, Starling Chevrolet has the largest selection of certified pre-owned Chevys in the Lowcountry. Trucks, sedans, SUVs, and more. Find new roads at Starling Chevy, Mount Pleasant, or online at SouthCarolinaChevy.com.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A five-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new Super iTech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with the free two-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Time, why you walk away like a friend with somewhere to go? You left me crying. Can you teach me about tomorrow and all the pain?
I don't know if this is a good walk up song for
it's Hootie.
For anybody, I know it's Hootie.
One of the best songs.
The walk-up songs are supposed to be upbeat.
Hit it!
Maybe right now you could start it right here.
Yeah.
Maybe. Time out to check with everybody over at Channel 4 Sports. Scotty Osberg, how are you, sir?
The funny thing is, I had actually come up with a song, and it was a Hootie song. It wasn't Time. The song I had come up with today, I was gonna go wishing, W-I-S-H-I-N, wishing, because it's like good, hard, rocking, fast-paced song, and it's like I'm wishing for a hit or I'm wishing for a home run. That was kind of like, you know, I actually thought of that on my way in today, and then you guys went ahead with Time, which is a great song. I never really saw it as a walk-up song, but wishing would be my Hootie song as the walk-up song.
We'll have to check that out here in just a minute. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. That's a heck of a schedule. The Citadel bringing in some big-time guests, Bobby, huh?
Yeah, North Korea. I don't know where they're staying, but should be interesting. Man, the things I go through here on this show, it's just, yeah.
Oh, that is one of the best I've ever heard right there. That's one of the greats of all time.
All right, I got a question to ask you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're Jewish, right?
Yes.
All right, I just saw with this guy, this kid from New York, Jacob Steinmetz, I believe.
Yeah,
is
Steinmetz, whatever, yeah.
The first Orthodox Jewish player to be selected by the Major League team. But Sandy Koufax was Jewish. Kevin Green was Jewish, wasn't he? Kevin Green, Shane Green?
Sean Green, yeah. There's a lot. None of them are Orthodox, though. He's the only one who's, like, observant. Like, I mean, observant to the level of he wears a yarmulke on his head all the time. And he, I mean, the biggest thing about Orthodox is he observes the Sabbath. Like, he won't use machinery on Saturday, the day of rest. Now, he'll play baseball on Saturday, but he won't drive to the game. He won't watch TV. He won't use anything like electronic on Saturday. Like,
I got
that's
you.
The day of rest. But he's Orthodox. The other ones are not. They're conservative, like regular, like me. This is the first Orthodox one. So the only one you could kind of equate him to is that guy Tamar Goodman that played basketball. Yimbri signed with Maryland about I don't know, 10 years ago. He was the Jewish Jordan. I think he ended up transferring to Towson. He was the other one like that. But yeah, Koufax and Sean Green and Ian Kinsler and Gabe Kapler and Kevin Pillar. And, I mean, there's a ton of Jewish guys in the league,
okay,
but none
I knew
of them
were
observant to this level.
Right, I knew there were. I just didn't. I figured if anybody knew the difference, it would be you.
Yes, that's basically it. It's just the difference being he's well beyond what normal observant is.
Right.
I mean, I know Koufax wouldn't play on Yom Kippur, like the Jewish, you know, the highest holy day. Koufax wouldn't play on that day. You might find some players who, you know, who are regular conservative that wouldn't play on Yom Kippur. But for the most part, you know, like me, I do everything on Saturday. Saturday is the day that I do everything. You know, I do everything on Saturday, and I do eat pork, and I do, you know, I would think you'd find most baseball players out there are like me. We eat barbecue, we drive on Saturdays, we do all those things, but he won't, which is a big deal. I mean, that's a big sacrifice he's going to make. You've got obviously the biggest thing being you've got to find a hotel for him to stay close enough to the ballpark that he could walk on a Saturday to get to the ballpark. I would assume he's going to try to find synagogue in whatever city he's in on Saturday. There are certainly things that he's going to have to do that is not going to make it easy to play in the minor leagues for sure. But obviously, there's enough risk reward in that. I mean, he's 6'6" and throws 97, and he's obviously pretty darn good. I know he's also committed already to play. He's already committed to play for Fordham, and they said they would make concessions for him to find kosher food and stuff like that. So it's going to be an interesting choice that he has. But yeah, I mean, it certainly is a challenge for sure.
Yeah, I remember the kid you were talking about. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Now, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, he said he wasn't going to play on Saturday, right? I believe?
He was going to play on Saturday night because the holiday ends, the Sabbath ends on sundown. So he was only going to play Saturday nights, and Maryland said that they would adjust their schedule to play Saturday nights for him.
Right.
And after sundown, it was what he was going to do. So, yeah, he was – I mean, I don't think he ended up being anywhere as good as they thought he was going to be. You know, he was okay. He wasn't – calling him the Jewish Jordan was a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
You know who else was a pretty observant Jew that played – but he didn't do the Sabbath thing, but he did everything else. Was you remember Yaron Peters for the Gamecocks?
Right.
Yaron Peters was very observant, and there were a lot of, I know he wouldn't play on holidays and stuff like that, but he would play on Saturday afternoons. He did that and everything like that. And I think we talked about it on Scotty's Corner last year with Drew Meyer, that in Drew Meyer's hat collection in his garage, he's got Yaron Peters' wedding yarmulke hanging up there in his garage. I always thought that was pretty funny. But there's been plenty over the years. But the guy, you know, at Maryland was the biggest example, but he just turned out not to be that good. You know, he was very okay player. He wasn't anything special.
Did you follow the draft today? Weren't you amazed at how quick it went?
It flew by today. Yeah, I followed for our local guys, and I followed for, you know, I'm surprised that the low country pick we got was Danny Lloyd. It was from the area, but it was Danny Lloyd. So good for him. Good for Daniel Lloyd. I reached out to him to see if what his plan is, sign or go back to USC or what he's going to do. We will see. Hopefully he texts me back, call me back. But, yeah, Daniel Lloyd goes today, 14th round to the Orioles. R.J. Pettit, 14th round to the Tigers. And so we had a couple local guys come off the board today. And, it was fast. It was, you know what? But by the, I got just so bogged down. By, you know, when it used to go 60 rounds or 50, whatever, how many rounds there were, it was like by the end of it, it was like, why are we doing this? I'm like, why are we doing this? So some guy's going to sign for $1,000. Like, why are we doing this? And, I know every once in a while you get the Mike Piazza who's drafted in the 42nd round and makes it. I get it. But you could also have those guys go through the independent ball and try to get signed that way. And ironically, I think a couple of the Citadel players already signed independent ball contracts knowing that they probably weren't going to go top 20 rounds. So at least find a place to go and play and get paid right off the rip.
Yep, there you go. What you got for us tonight, Scotty?
So we have a really cool story tonight, really nice story tonight. There is a teacher in Mount Pleasant, E.C. Setzer is her name. Really nice lady. I knew her just vaguely just because I think she had asked me a couple years ago to come like slime the principal at Laurel Hill Elementary as like a reward for the kids. I think they were like collecting socks for homeless people or something like that. And I happened to see that she's been doing this thing, like she's been working out like hardcore, trying to get on the front page of the cover of Muscle and Fitness Hers magazine. And she's like, I'm 51 years old. I'm a teacher. I wake up at 4:30 in the morning to work out. Do it 6 days a week for over an hour a day. And I said, you know, what's your like motivation? And she goes, you know, and she had an answer that I was like blown away by. And she said, you know, of course, like I want to. I want to combat the Netflix and chill generation, but I also want to be able to protect them if we ever have an intruder in our school. And I was like, whoa, like that was not the answer I was expecting. Just so admirable. She's like, I want to tell my students that I'm in shape and I'm going to give my best to save them if there's ever an intruder in our school. And I was like, that's really admirable and really cool. So doing a story on her today as she tries to get some clicks and votes to put her on the cover of that Muscle and Fitness magazine. And if she does that, she gets $20,000 and said she would, you know, turn it right back into education, buying cool stuff for her classroom and then also putting herself through a second master's degree. So I thought that was really cool. And so we'll have that story coming up tonight at 6 o'clock and then, everything else at 11 after the All-Star game.
Sounds good, Scotty. We'll be watching, man.
Sounds good. All right. See you. Bye-bye.
All right. Scotty Osborne coming up tonight in Channel 4 Sports at 6 and 11. Right now, best time ever. If you want to sell your home, there's a low inventory. Not many houses on the market. One's on the market, you're selling fast. Many times up to $20,000, $30,000 over list price. Just think about what you do with that much extra cash. You could buy furniture for your new house, buy a boat, buy a car. Actually, with today's low interest rates, you could buy more home. Because of the low inventory, though, people are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that home. That agent is my friend Matt O'Neill. Matt is a top producing agent in all of Charleston. He's got a long list of qualified buyers, and they're ready to buy. If you're selling your home, Matt will give you a guaranteed offer on your home within 24 hours. Not many people. I think he's one of the only agents in town that'll do that. He also gives you another option. He'll give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. Be the all-cash buyer who wins the offer on your dream home. Take advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to the show, you know I've never listened. Yes. You know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt O'Neill. Matt's a good guy. He's a Michigan fan, though. But he's okay. We forgive him for that. Call Matt if you need to sell your home. That number, 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to mattoneillrealestate.com. I was distracted while I was trying to do that. I apologize.
It happens.
Yes, it does. We need to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you the first eight pairings, some of the more interesting ones on the Open Championship, which gets underway bright and early at 1:35 a.m. Thursday morning. Blake will be up. That's his assignment. He's going to watch it. We'll have a full report on Fan Talk on Thursday.
Yep.
Or we could get it from Scott. One or the other. So we'll take a break. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With seven convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Traffic is beginning to get slow and go. Major routes home are getting crowded. Definitely be careful out there and watch for problems helping to slow you down as well. King at Liberty downtown, an accident clearing. Also a wreck main at River Road. Savannah Highway at 162, an accident. Another Johnny Dodds near Heritage Circle. Also on John Dillegard at North 17, that's out near Wando Crossing. Mark Clark westbound at Glen McConnell. We have reports of an accident and a stalled auto on the Ravenel Bridge inbound to Mount Pleasant. Use caution out there. Try to make it a safe trip as you travel home. All Seasons True Value Hardware, 866 Folly Road and 2876 Maybank Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. All Seasons True Value Hardware. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. Visit homesc.com to learn more. Live life ahead with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny with a high around 87. Patchy clouds tonight with a possible late shower, a low around 75. Partly sunny Wednesday with a high around 88. Looking ahead, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s through the weekend, with scattered thunderstorms returning next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
Now more than ever, businesses need a banking partner that puts people over profits. At South Carolina Federal Credit Union, your local business is personal to us. We'll help you one-on-one with services and business loans for your most pressing needs, like vehicles, equipment, and mortgages. South Carolina Federal has always been not-for-profit, with a focus on value to help you turn a profit. For more on our business services, visit scfederal.org/business. That's scfederal.org/business. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Sometimes watching a flawless serve can make you realize,
wait a minute. I think I might love tennis.
So you get 2% cash back on rackets, 2% cash back on shoes, 2% cash back on gear, tennis balls, lessons. And before you know it, you've got a decent backhand.
I do have a decent backhand.
Get unlimited 2% cash back on purchases and be ready for your next passion with the new Wells Fargo Active Cash Visa Card. Terms apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Your experience matters. At University of Phoenix, relevant life experience and eligible transfer credits can help you earn your degree faster and for less. In fact, undergrads who apply these credits, on average, save about 1 year and $11,000. Get the credit you deserve for time spent in the classroom, on the job, and in life. And see how much you can save at phoenix.edu. That's phoenix.edu.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Briefcase on a plane or in your car. So tell me why.
Why
haven't I
heard from you?
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Rafe Judd not going to be in studio today. He is working, but he's going to call at 5:25. So we will talk a little NASCAR, not as much as we normally do on Tuesday afternoons, but we will definitely talk NASCAR with Rafe. Again, that'll be coming up at 5:25 this afternoon. Excuse me. It is official. Former Furman coach, former Mercer coach, Bobby Lamb, introduced today as the very first football coach at Anderson University. God, I haven't been in Anderson in forever. I remember it was Anderson Junior College, and all I remember about it was the girls that went to Anderson stayed on one side of the campus, the guys stayed on the other side of the campus, and there was like a line. And the I don't know if it was a imaginary or what, but after a certain hour, you couldn't cross over to the side of the campus where one was the other. So. That's back when it was Anderson Junior College.
I don't remember.
That was back in the 70s.
Yeah. Before my day.
I imagine Anderson's grown a little bit since I've been there.
I'm sure. Growth. That's what happens.
Thank you.
Open to new ideas.
Growth. It's what happens. Can we put that on a bumper sticker?
Yeah.
There you go. Growth. It's what happens.
For many, it could be the answer to many things.
Plant. Blake also, that's one of his greatest hits. Is a beef, it's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Blake came up with that.
you know, just do it.
Pork, the other white meat. Yeah. That was Blake, came up with that.
Yeah, and what was the other one? What is it? What's the other one?
You did them, I don't know. I'm making it up.
Oh, man.
All right, real quick, let's take a look at your tee times. By the way, the Open, again, it'll start at 1:35 a.m., and Richard Bland, Andy Sullivan, and Marcus Armitage will be the threesome that kicks it all up. 3:03 a.m., Brooks Koepka, Jason Kokrak, and Garrick Higo. I'm just going through some of the bigger names. 4:25 a.m., Jordan Spieth, Bryson DeChambeau, Brandon Grace will tee off. 4:58 a.m., Shane Lowry, John Rahm, Louis De Toaster will tee off. 5:20, Dustin Johnson, Will Zalatoris, and Justin Rose will tee off. 5:31, Sergio Garcia, Scotty Scheffler, and Yuxin Lin will tee off. Lucas Glover, The winner last week at the John Deere, he'll tee off at 5:53 a.m. Cameron Tringali, he tees off at 6:04 a.m. 6:47 a.m. Got to be there for this. Jazz Denatawanatanan will tee off. The Jazz Man in the Open.
Names mean squat to you.
What?
Names just mean squat to you.
Russell Henley, he'll tee off at 9:26. Phil Mickelson and Kevin Kisner, they will tee off at 9:48. 9:59, Xander Schauffele, Ricky Fowler, 10:10. Justin Thomas, Tommy Fleetwood, Adam Scott, 10:21. Rory McIlroy, Patrick Reed, and Cameron Smith. And Matt Kuchar will tee off at 10:32, along with Max Homa and Heinrich Stenson. So just some of your bigger names. The last group tees off at 11:16 a.m. So it'll be almost over with by the time we go on the air.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday. So anyway.
We did have a caller before that, and he wanted to tell you that that line that, you know, at Anderson Junior College
right.
separated him in, is now a historical line that separates North Korea and the Citadel.
I had no idea what Dave was talking about. I mean, I really didn't. I had no earthly idea.
I knew that one was going to blow.
And how he got North Korea from North Greenville, I have no idea.
I think he just misheard it.
Well, again, you can misheard it. Why would he think Citadel would be playing North Korea in college football? Is there a University of North Korea?
I would hate to know what they teach. Nutrition.
I mean, just
bomb building 101.
Think about the absurdity that somebody thought that we would be Citadel would be playing North Korea in football.
Be one explosive.
I don't care what he misheard.
Be one explosive game.
Are they bringing their band?
I would like. They do little neat little marchers.
Oh gosh! All right, 2 hours in the books. We got another hour to go. Again, Rafe Judd. He's going to give us a call 5:25. He had to work this afternoon, so we will talk some NASCAR, but not the full hour as we normally do. We got to take a break. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Southern Lumber and Millwork cares about you, your home, and your happiness, and they team up with suppliers that feel the same way. Supplying Weyerhaeuser Truss Joist Beams for homeowners gives builders and homeowners peace of mind. Truss Joist is engineered to resist warping that can lead to squeaky floors. Get Weyerhaeuser Truss Joist from Southern Lumber and experience the Southern difference.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
Buying an engagement ring. It's more than just saying you love someone. It's saying you don't want to live life without them, and you want to spend the rest of your life with them. And that's why it's Cattell's Manufacturing Jewelers. We so want to help when two lives come together. And why, just like you have your family doctor or dentist, we want to be your family jeweler, your full-service family jeweler. Full service because we work the metals and set the stones all in-house to create some of the most unique pieces, all for exceptional value. We also carry some of the hottest designer brands like Coast Diamond, Romance Bridal, and Verraggio. But it's our unique ability to custom create unique specialty pieces in our workshops just for the two of you that make us your family jeweler. For your engagement ring, come let us show you everything that that can mean. Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, Mount Pleasant, Charleston, and Scatell's.com.
The Real Estate Lowdown from GoDown.
Hi.
I'm local real estate investor Daniel Godown, co-owner of CRP Real Estate and Charleston Rental Properties. Residential real estate investing can be a daunting process. How do you know which properties will give you the highest return? CRP Real Estate, along with our affiliate company, Charleston Rental Properties, will help you navigate the real estate purchase and manage your property for years to come. Contact us today.
CRP Real Estate at 843-594-1031 and crprealestate.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Floyd, Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue, with exciting news. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Now's your chance to buy a new Honda with an interest-free loan for 60 months. Over 450 new Hondas on the ground and hundreds more on the way. So we'll do whatever it takes to make a deal. With up to 200% of KBB for your trade in any condition, that's double your trading value. And exclusive of that offer, Stokes Honda will match your down payment up to $7,000 for the purchase of any new Honda. Or you can buy now and pay later with no payments up to a year. Folks, don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
Max down payment, match on new pilot elite. Max trade over allowance, $4,000. No payments with 20% down plus tax tag. Include $499.50 administration fee with approved credit. Offers don't combine.
This is former Gamecock offensive lineman Mason Zandi, and during my time at the University of South Carolina, I specialized in protecting quarterbacks' blindside. Now, with my team at Brown & Brown Insurance, we are protecting your company's blindside. That's why I'm recommending Auto Owners Insurance. Delivering comprehensive solutions, Auto Owners protects what you value most. Call me, Mason Zandi, to protect your company's blindside at 803-457-1852. That's 803-457-1852.
Is your child struggling in school? Do you know a student 16 to 19 years of age who has dropped out, lacks discipline, or is on a destructive path? Then give the Will Lou Gray Opportunity School a try. The military-style school provides an alternative education to young adults in need of a second chance by offering academic instruction by state-certified teachers and job-based training. Students live on campus during the 14-week program, which is virtually free. For more information, contact 803-896-6480 or at willlewgray.org.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood.